In the main, senior government politicians have been keen to steer clear of election speculation. However, according to a report in the Irish Independent, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly has told Fianna Fáil activists in Wicklow that the general election could be announced next week and would be held in the first few weeks of November. The report comes as all of the parties finalise their election tickets. Let's have a word with our political coverage editor, Joe McGrailey. Joe, we heard Micheál Martin there talking about rather more sombre matters, but he was also asked this morning by reporters about Stephen Donnelly's comments. What did he say?
Yes, indeed, Rachel. He said that Stephen Donnelly had just come through the selection convention in Wicklow and clearly wanted to galvanise the troops. And so he said what he said in relation to that he expected the election would be called next week with the vote in the early weeks of next month. But Micheál Martin said that all Stephen Donnelly was doing really was joining many others in the speculation on the election date. He said also that in the fullness of time, the three party leaders will discuss this matter. It hasn't been discussed so far, and they're concentrating on the work that's still in hand in terms of various bills that are going before the Dáil, the finance bill, the social welfare bill, the mental health bill, and a number of other bills. But it has to be said, they are moving with speed through those, Rachel. We've seen this week already that the bill to provide for energy credits got through the Dáil in 2 days. The planning bill with all of the hundreds of amendments that have been brought back from the Senate, they were all dealt with in 3 hours. In other words, the guillotine was used. So there is very definitely forward movement to that would allow for an election in the not too distant future.
Patricia Ryan, the South Kildare TD, who this week resigned from Sinn Féin, has been talking to her local radio station. What did she tell them?
Yes, Patricia Ryan, Sinn Féin actually announced yesterday that she was resigning from the party and that she wasn't going to seek the nomination at their upcoming convention. So she spoke for the first time this morning on KFM. She confirmed that she will serve out her remaining time in the Dáil as an independent and that when the general election does come, she will be standing again and she will seek a mandate from the people of Kildare South to be re-elected as an independent. Now, the reasons she cited, she said that she felt undermined, she felt pushed out of the party. She said issues had been left to fester for the last 18 to 20 months, and she specifically mentioned an issue around being asked to take down a social media post, and also she said that questions from members to the leader were being vetted before meetings. Now, I contacted Sinn Féin about that this morning. First of all, they actually have confirmed that three other common members have resigned in Kildare as well, alongside of Patricia Ryan. They said that they don't accept that there was vetting of questions, but that there were issues in the constituency, issues that they attempted to resolve through mediation and discussion. But clearly, that mediation and that discussion was not successful, and Patricia Ryan is out of the party and is going to stand as an independent.
Joe, thanks a million for that. Joe McGrailey there of our political staff. We'll be back with more on the News at One after a quick break.